Last week, the Norwegian government announced that it would be switching off its FM radio signal in 2017. In doing so, Norway will become the first country in the world to go fully digital in its radio services. But before moving on, I need to mention one thing. Norway going digital and switching off its FM does not mean listeners there will have to turn on their computers to listen to radio. As long as they are equipped with a radio post compatible with the digital audio broadcasting format, or DAB, Norwegians will still be able to tune in to their favorite shows. See, traditionally, radio programs are broadcasted on different frequencies via FM and AM, with the radio needing to be tuned into each frequency. With DAB, there are no frequencies anymore. The signals are mixed into a DAB ensemble, and that offers more slots for more radios. In short, this is a way of broadcasting radio digitally via a network of transmitters, and in theory, it allows you to cover a larger number of people. Marie Agerup works with Digital Radio Norway. She explains what Norway's plan is.
Norway has been in a transition to digital for several years already. So when this transition came and the verdict was made by the government to set a specific date for switch off, we had already been through a long period of digital use. Switching off the FM, the national FM networks in Norway, doesn't really mean switching off radio. It just means moving them over to other platforms, to digital platforms. And it means that listeners in Norway get a much wider variety of channels and content than they actually have on the FM network today.
The Scandinavian country is a pioneer when it comes to digital radio. The first DAB station was opened there in 1995, and the government has been actively preparing the switch for years now. That's what Agerup explained to me.
You need to know that already there has been quite successful implementation of DAB in this country. We started, back in 1995, actually. The first digital-only radio channel was launched in Norway. And since then, both the growth of channel and the growth of listeners has been slowly been emerging. By now, the use of digital radio is approximately 56% of all daily radio listeners now listen to digital platforms, which means DAB, internet radio, or digital TV.
And if the Norwegians are so eager to go digital, it's because FM signals do not cover every corner of Norway's territory. The Scandinavian country has a total area of 380,000 square kilometers, and with a population of just 5,100,000 people, it has a density of 15 inhabitants per square kilometers, one of the lowest in the world. Ege Uren Fronzen, the vice president of the Norwegian Union of Journalists, says the terrain doesn't make it easy for FM signals to reach everyone.
Most of the reason why Norway is going from FM to digital audio is because we have a lot of high mountains, deep valleys. It's kind of hard for the FM signal to reach every house in Norway. It's easier for the digital signal. I think this is why Norway really wanted to be first to reach out to the people with the signal.
Switching to DAB also means saving money. The Norwegian Ministry of Culture estimates that digitizing national radio output will result in savings of 20 million euros, eight times less than traditional FM broadcasting. Fronzen told me the authorities promised to invest that money into new programs. Good news for journalists of public broadcaster NRK. Christian Vogue, the head of radio at the European Broadcasting Union, details the advantages of DAB.
For our audience, the benefit is you have more choice. For example, if we stay at the example Norway, today they have four FM stations countrywide, but in the digital world they will have 12 or even 14 stations countrywide. That's more services for the listeners, more choice, and of course with the DAB+ technology you can also offer additional services. the audio quality is much better than on FM. The other view, from a broadcaster's perspective, it saves you a lot of money. And, for example, the DAB Plus technology is, in terms of transmitting, of distribution, much cheaper than the FM technology.
Norway is not the only country switching to DAB soon. Sweden and Denmark's governments are also considering the same move. In France or in the United Kingdom, though, it might take more time. Nicolas Sarkozy's government was pushing for the new system back in 2007, but the talks between broadcasters and authorities have now stalled. Vogue explains why.
In France, the thing is, like we see also in some other countries, it's a very strong opposition mainly by big commercial radio stakeholders, because they make a lot of money with their FM world and they don't want to share, they don't want to have more competition. So it's a closed market, and they want, I always say, they try to squeeze the lemon of FM till the last drop. And I'm sure that also France will jump on the digital radio train when it's really getting faster. Because France is a part of Europe, you can't single you out. And especially the car industry in France already started to have line-fit DAB Plus radios in their cars.
Public and private radio stations worries they might lose listeners if a digital switch was to occur. In Norway, 55% of households are already equipped with DAB-compatible radios. But a lot of listeners tune in when they drive, and not every single car radio is up to standards just yet. Ege Irene Fronten shares that concerns.
A lot of debate has been, what about the car radio? Because our numbers showing that 56% of the Norwegian people have a DAB digital audio radio in their homes. Digital audio radio is not so common in cars. So this is kind of a worry for the radio stations.
But Agirup says listeners will have time to switch.
The government made a plan because they set some criteria to the radio industry saying, if you are to make a switch, a fully switch from analog to digital, you need a set of criteria to make sure that people actually follow you and that neither people nor the industry will make a loss after this. So the criteria were actually demanding that the coverage of the DAB signals had to be at the same level as the FM signal. They set demands that the daily use of DAB or digital radio had to be at least 50% of all radio listeners. They demanded that digital radio had to constitute added value for all listeners, more content and so on. Also made criteria that listening in cars had to be at a reasonable level. There had to be good enough products, technically and pricely, for people to make the change.
Some local Norwegian radio will keep broadcasting on FM, and that's a cause of worry for Fronten.
Some of our local radio stations, which are not able to be on DAB, will be able to continue sending on FM when their big broadcasters are turning turning off. But, you know, we don't know how long it would be possible to actually send on FM, because no one will take care of the antenna in Norway. So this has been a big debate actually in Norway, and especially for the small radio stations, which are worried how this will be.
Norway's switch will be closely monitored by its neighbors and other European states. And if everything goes according to plan, it's likely that more will follow. Some countries, such as South Africa, China or Germany, already have partial DAB coverage. Vogue thinks it's only a matter of time before everybody switches.
Of course it will take time if still all Europe has switched over, I think at least 10 more years. We have a lot of devices in the market, and we expect that we will have, hopefully next year, a smartphone, a smart radio phone, so a smartphone with FM and DAB Plus chips, so that you can receive on your smartphone free-to-air radio. That's the important thing.
The main issue, of course, is the availability of DAB-compatible equipment. But every year, DAB radios are becoming cheaper. No worries, though, for those of you listening to RFI on FM. We have no plans to switch to DAB anytime soon. For RFI, I'm Fabien Génique-Charbonnel.